Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If it's the top of the hour, 3 Central Time, you're hearing the live broadcast, and we would love for you to be a part of it. Call 844-322-2742 with your question or your particular topic, and we'll discuss it with you. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to take a special look today at a verse that many of us are familiar with, especially as it relates to the Bible, discussion and debates on the inerrancy of the Word of God, the fact that it's inspired, God-breathed. Well, one of the passages that we use in those particular debates to make the point that the Word of God is the infallible, inerrant Word of God is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And it says this: all Scripture is breathed out by God, or God-inspired. So it's breathed out by God, and it's profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent and equipped for every good work. It's a wonderful passage.
Yeah.
Well, today we're going to put it in context, because it has a context, and I think the context is so often overlooked as far as this verse is concerned, and why Paul actually wrote these words to Timothy. Now, the context is this, but understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. That's how Paul starts this third chapter of his letter to Timothy, his second letter to Timothy. And he goes down to verse 10, and he says, "You, however, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions and sufferings that happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra." So Timothy was a part of Paul's traveling team, and he saw what Paul had to endure just to be able to present the gospel of Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, if you read in his letter to the Thessalonians, in the second chapter of his first letter, he talks about the fact that the Jewish leaders in that area had banded together, stirred up trouble, and they were trying to prevent Paul from teaching the good news to Gentiles. So they were putting a roadblock, a barrier, into Paul's ministry, trying to hinder him from doing what God had called him to do. Well, that was just part and parcel of Paul's life as an apostle. He endured all sorts of things. Timothy was an eyewitness to that. He was on the front row watching Paul suffer and be persecuted as he was in various places. Now, he endured those, and he says, "Yet from them all the Lord rescued him. Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." Probably the least memorized passage in all of Scripture.
Yeah, I can't see it even now.
That's right. But it's true, isn't it?
It is.
If we want to live a godly life in Christ Jesus, persecution is going to come. That's just reality. That's just truth. Now, he goes on to say, "While evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived, but as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it and how from childhood." Now listen to this. "You have been acquainted with the sacred writings," or the Scriptures, "which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus."
Yeah.
So here is Timothy. He is getting ready for his ministry to take a step up, to be an elder, to be a leader, to be a voice for this good news in a very prominent way. And Paul is preparing him. And he's saying, listen, if you're going to live a godly life in Christ Jesus, persecution is going to follow you. You are going to be maligned. You are going to be mocked. You may endure physical persecution. That's the life of a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, at least back in those days.
Yes.
That was what it was all about. So with those persecutions, with those trials and tribulations the world throws at you, there is a tendency to give up. There's a tendency to submit to and just go along with kind of the way of the world. It's easier that way. You don't have to suffer persecution. You don't have to go through those trials and tribulations. And Paul is saying, remember, you have known the scriptures from infancy, and you have learned through the scriptures your way of escape, your way of deliverance, your way of salvation. And that way of salvation is through faith in Jesus Christ. So these words of God, these words that have been breathed out by God, can train and teach and correct and train us in righteousness so that we can be adequately equipped to live a life of faith in Jesus Christ. Yes. That's what this passage is all about. What is the word of God there for? To reveal to us Jesus Christ so that we can learn to live by faith in him, not only for salvation, not only to receive him and be born again, but to walk in him on a day-to-day basis. And walking in him means we're going to be walking in him in this crazy world in which we live. Yeah. And in a time in which these last days, there's going to come difficulty. So we need to be equipped. What's going to equip us to do that? The word of God that has been breathed out by God himself for the purpose of teaching, reproving, correcting, and training us in righteousness and making us wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. That's the context. It's awesome, isn't it, Richard?
And when you look at this and you know what we didn't cover with this list of horrible things that we're going to have, that people are going to be doing, and to realize that the scriptures literally pull us away from that stuff and keep our eyes fixed on Jesus so that we can live this life by faith. The other option is to take your eyes off of Jesus as revealed in the scripture and get involved in being a lover of self, lover of money, boastful, arrogant, and all the rest of it. It's a stark contrast, and Jesus wins every time.
Yes, he does.
844-322-2742. Lines are open right now for the first half of the 3 o'clock Central Time Hour. We want to hear from you. Want you to be a part of the discussion right now if you can. 844-322-2742. Friends, it's what we do. We tell the story as often as we can to as many people as we can so that hearts can rest in forgiveness and righteousness that is found only in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our goal at Basic Gospel, and we need your help to keep telling the story. So as our thanks to you, during the month of October, we want to send you our new series called The Reformation Project, 5 truths that ignited the Protestant Reformation, and it's truths also that will ignite, you know, something in the human heart as well, Reformation in the human heart. The Reformation Project. Request your copy when you send your October gift to Basic Gospel. Just click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. We'll send you a copy of The Reformation Project. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or donate online at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go talk to Brad in O'Fallon, Missouri. Hi, Brad.
Hey,
welcome
Brad
to Basic Gospel today.
Caught me by surprise. I wasn't expecting to have open phone lines. But anyway, one phrase, and it may take us totally off track. I hope not. But the last two words, prepared for us for every good work. And I thought that was interesting. When you look at all the times good work or works is used in the New Testament, as far as I can see, it always points to the Father. And Ephesians 2:10 talks about being, God prepared these good works for us from the foundations of the world that we should walk in them. And to me, there's no other way to understand this than these two verses explain. Can you comment?
Well, we certainly can, Brad. That's what we do here. We may.
Yeah. Talk amongst yourselves.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, I like hearing your voices, so go ahead and take off.
Yeah, all righty. We will do it. It's interesting, this passage, Ephesians 2:10. It's, the oftentimes just a footnote as far as Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 are concerned. We just don't really pay a lot of attention. But it really is the conclusion to this wonderful passage on salvation, what happens to us, the fact that we were once dead in sin, that we followed the ways of this world, we lived to gratify the desires of the flesh. We were by nature objects of wrath. So that's how we start in this passage, and we end up as God's very workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. So we once followed the ways of this world through this incredible transformation of being made alive in Christ by the saving grace of Jesus Christ himself. We become God's very workmanship. We're that new creation. And we have a completely different purpose, no longer following the ways of this world, but living for the will of God. And so we offer ourselves as living sacrifices, and God does his works through us. And that's what this is all about. So we've been prepared to walk in these good works. How do we do that? By faith in Jesus Christ. What educates us in doing that? Well, the Word of God. So there really is a tie-in to our opening passage, isn't there, Richard?
Yeah. What I love about this is, you know, I love adventure movies, and I see verse 10 here in Ephesians 2 as sort of an invitation to an Indiana Jones experience with Jesus. I mean, we know that we have the battle between the flesh and the spirit, but these works have been prepared beforehand. So we get to discover, as we move through life, where they are and what they are and how they work in our lives. And there's a lot of pitfalls because we got the flesh. There's a lot of monsters out there. There's a lot of bad things. But if we will keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, every discovery that we make of the things he has prepared for us will make our life that much better, that much more joyous, and literally a holy life. If you can imagine that, that's what we're promised, that's what we're given, and that's what we discover in him.
Yeah, and a point that you made that I think is something that we really need to understand. God uniquely works through you.
Yes.
So you have your own personality, you have your own sphere of influence, you have your own giftings, and so God is going to use those to work through you. You are his workmanship, and you're different from every other believer on this planet. You're exactly alike every other believer in that you were saved by grace through faith in Jesus. We're held together as a singular body in this new covenant. We're bound together by the love of God, but each one of us has a unique role that we play within the body, and that unique role is tied directly to God's unique workmanship of us. So that word there is poema. So we are a unique poem of God expressed out there in this world.
Yes.
So you know, we have leaders that will stand up and say, "Hey, we need to all be about this particular work." Well, that's maybe his calling.
Yes.
But that might not be the good work that God has prepared for you.
Uh-huh.
So pay attention to what the Holy Spirit is doing inside of you. He is at work in you to will and to do of God's good pleasure that has been determined by the Father for you. So carry that out with boldness, with excitement, because as you said, it is an Indiana Jones adventure.
It is.
If we will just, I said, kind of jump into the current of this river of life and say, wherever you want to take me, I'm going to be happy about that. Because wherever the river of life moves us, it is the absolute best place that we could ever be. And the things that we get to do along the way are the absolute best things that we will ever be able to do. And that's when we're going to flourish as this workmanship that God has done in and through us. So it's a powerful, powerful passage, and it really ties to the strength of the Word of God to encourage us, to equip us to walk by faith in our unique way as unique individuals in Christ Jesus.
Indeed. 844-322-2742. We'd love for you to join the conversation right now if you have a question. It's still the first half of the 3 o'clock Central Time hour, so give us a call, friends, 844-322-2742. Now, for those of you who don't hear the live broadcast, you can use that same number anytime, 24 hours a day. You can record your question. We'll be glad to address it on Basic Gospel, 844-322-2742. Well, guys, we have actually two resources of the same name, the Reformation Project as a brochure and the Reformation Project as a DVD series. Bob, tell us what's the difference here.
Well, the difference...
One's a brochure, one's...
Yeah. Thank you. We're done.
Well, the Word of God played a significant role in the Reformation.
Yeah.
You know, Martin Luther took a dive into the Bible and opened up to Romans, studied Romans, studied Galatians. His life was changed. He learned that salvation truly is by grace alone, through faith alone, and in Christ alone. He didn't know that until he read the Word of God. And he took a stand on the Word of God. And he said, my conscience is bound by the Word of God alone, and I can do no other. Well, what were some of the passages that really sparked this quickening in his life? Well, we've compiled them. We've put them together in this brochure. We want to put them in your hand. So we've taken the five solas of the Reformation: Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone, to the glory of God alone. We've sectioned those off, and we've put important passages that relate to each one of those in this brochure. So this is a fabulous resource. It's free. It's yours just for the asking.
Yeah.
So you can call right now, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742, and talk with Michelle or whoever answers the phone and say, I'm requesting a copy of the brochure, The Reformation Project. We will put it in your hands. And then if you want a deeper teaching on these truths, Richard and I have prepared a DVD series. It's five messages all around these five solas, and we have prepared a teaching DVD, and we want to put that in your hands as well. It's available for a gift to Basic Gospel this month. Your gift enables us to get the word out through radio, through the internet, and all the various channels that we use to connect people to the love of Christ. So we say thank you for your gift by sending this resource to you. I think this resource might really turn some lights on as far as your understanding is concerned. It certainly was beneficial for me, I think, and you as well.
Oh yes, and if you heard by mistake that we have a DVD series of five 4.5 hour long sermons, don't panic.
Yeah.
The beauty of what this DVD does and what it did for us before we even put the thing together was it allowed us to synthesize some of this stuff in a very short amount of time, 10 or 12, 13 minutes.
And per session.
Per session.
Yes.
And it's more powerful for its directness and its simplicity than if we wandered all over the place. And I think you'll find it really powerful and effective for you, too.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, the brochure, The Reformation Project, is available if you go online to basicgospel.net. There's a prominent link right on the homepage. And if you can join us with a gift for the month of October, we have the DVD series, The Reformation Project, and you need to click donate at basicgospel.net. Just a little differentiation there. So donate at basicgospel.net. Make your gift this month to Basic Gospel, and we would love to have you as a partner with
us.
Yes,
indeed. Yeah. One last point about that DVD series. If you're interested in putting together a Bible study, we want to gather some folks in your neighborhood, maybe you're teaching a Sunday school class, this is a great 5-week Bible study series for you. You can play session one, 10 to 12 minutes, and then discuss it. You can look at all of the passages that we go over in each session. It would be a fabulous way to lead a Bible study. So this particular resource has multiple uses for it. So take advantage of it.
Absolutely. Bob and Richard, I think every U.S. president who comes into office, at least in my existence, has great hope of perhaps striking a peace treaty between Israel and the Palestinians. And we had a question on this from Stephen in Corvallis, Oregon. He says, in regard to President Trump and his plan to create a peace agreement between the Israelis and Palestinians, the president said he may be able to get this done by the end of the year. If this does happen, is this deal is this the deal that the Antichrist will break midway through the Great Tribulation? Now, I have not heard that that particular desire by the president, but perhaps he has made that.
Well, I don't know. I haven't heard that either. But here's the problem with any peace treaty over there. For a peace treaty to happen, the Palestinians are going to have to acknowledge that Israel as a separate state.
Yeah, their existence.
They have vowed that they will never acknowledge the existence of Israel. Now, Israel is open to a peace treaty. They always have been open to a peace treaty. They've always been open to a two-state solution to the crisis over there, to the tension over there. But as soon as they offer that, it's always pulled off the table by the Palestinians. Why? Because they do not want to acknowledge the existence of Israel. They never will acknowledge the existence of Israel. So this is the thing that is going to be handled by Jesus. He's going to make all things right. We have to trust that his plan is going to come about in his timing, in his way. And in the meantime, we as believers just continue to share the good news of Jesus. Yep. That's the hope.
Yes.
So, you know, back in the days of Christ, and as that message started spreading out, there was tension in the Middle East. I mean, it wasn't a peaceful land back in those days. Uh-huh. We had Rome and their hatred of Israel, and, you know, they would acquiesce to Roman rule, but they did so with hatred in their hearts toward them.
Yeah.
But they felt like that was the only way of survival. So there was tension there, and then there were other folks in the land. It just was not a very pleasant place to be. There wasn't a lot of peace there. Jews and Gentiles were at odds with one another. Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, what was the solution back in that day? The gospel of Jesus Christ. And what happened when the gospel went out into the world? Jews and Gentiles became one in Jesus. So God took the two men, so to speak, Jews and Gentiles, and out of those two, he made one new man called the body of Christ.
Yeah.
So that's still the way of peace today. It is through the gospel of Jesus Christ. That was the way of peace back then. Bitter enemies becoming brothers and sisters in Christ. It's the way today. Bitter enemies becoming brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. So I think we preach the gospel. We
Yes.
preach it every day. We tell the story of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. That's the only story that will knock down those walls of hostility and bring enemies together as brothers and sisters, where they stand together as one.
And we know what's happening today.
Yes.
Among the Palestinians, among other Islamic believers, among the Jews, among everybody. Jesus is more powerful than any of that
yes,
politics.
He is.
Yeah,
yes, he is.
Without question. Good words to close this particular broadcast, guys. Well, friends, we need your help in order to help others hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. At Basic Gospel, we want to keep telling the story as often as we can to as many people as we can. With everything going on these days, silence is not an option. We need your help. As our thanks for your October gift to Basic Gospel, we want to send you this new series we've talking about, The Reformation Project, 5 Truths That Ignited the Protestant Reformation, Truths That Also Ignite Reformation in the Human Heart. Click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742 and we'll send you a copy of The Reformation Project. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or donate online at basicgospel.net. Don't forget, friends, we have a Basic Gospel app. We'd love for you to stay in contact with us. You can download it right now if you can. You can listen live. You can send us a question. You can make a donation. You can do it all with the Basic Gospel app. It's available in the App Store. Well, thanks for being with us for this edition, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer and the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you and have a wonderful weekend in the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll see you on Monday for another edition. Bye-bye.